Even think about this. Trump won 7 states last night. He won 3 states the week before. So Trump is at 10. Okay? Trump is at 10. Marco Rubio is at 1. Ted Cruz is at 4. Right now, if nobody gets out and Trump doesn't sweep all of these states, splitting the votes, and maybe Kasich wins Ohio, maybe Rubio wins Florida, ultimately, nobody's going to get the 1,200 delegate that you need to lock the nomination up. You're going to have split delegates, but ultimately Trump will have more. And then when you look at the win column, you'll have Trump with more wins. I mean, just with Marco Rubio at 1. Just with Marco Rubio at 1 win. Just 1. Think about the hill he's got to climb. Think about the hill he's got to climb. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And this is what happened last night. This is what happened last night. We thought we would have clarity. Of course we don't have clarity. Because you have a group of people inside the GOP that are telling the voters. It's amazing. I find this really amazing. The establishment inside the GOP, the Bill Kristols, the McConnells, the Robes, all of these people who the voters are mad at, the base, the grassroots base, they are mad at the Kristols, at the Rubios, at the Jeb Bushes, at the Karl Roves, at the Fox News. Fox News, who's down something like 30-40% in viewership. So, the people, and remember, our country is founded on democracy, our country is founded on we the people. They are despised. These individuals are despised by the voters. The voters hate them. The voters look at them and say, you are the cause of everything that's wrong. And the Kristols and the Robes and the Rubios and the Bushes and... they all ignored Fox News, the Megyn Kellys. They ignored these voters. They ignored these voters. They ignored them. They said, F you. Mitt Romney. Think about it. Mitt Romney is going to come out of the Bushes and give a speech tomorrow. Mitt Romney, a two-time loser. He ran for the nomination once, lost. Got the nomination and ran for president, lost. I mean, the guy's a loser. The Republican grassroots, the base. I mean, this infuriates me. It really does. This infuriates me. The base, the grassroots, the people that are record turnouts. These individuals rejected Mitt Romney. They said, "You suck. We're not coming out in record numbers to support you. You suck." And Mitt Romney lost to Obama. He should never have lost. So Obama should have been a one-term president. He lost. He lost. He got smoked. He got smoked. He got smoked. Him and Paul Ryan got smoked. So you got Crystal. You got Paul Ryan. You got this establishment that the base despises. You have this establishment the base despises. And here they are. Here they are saying to the base, the person you want, the person that you're going in record numbers to support, we don't like. And in turn, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure you don't get what you want. So we didn't listen to you the first time. We didn't listen to you for the past 7 years. We basically told you all, you're stupid, we're smart. We know more than all of you. Doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter what you feel. We control this party. We control everything that's going on. And you will shut up and you will like it. For 7 years they did it. The people now are rising up. When Bernie Sanders says, a revolution, I'm creating a revolution. You're not creating anything. I was going to swear, but I'm not swearing. This is a PG-13 show for boys and girls and children of all ages. Bernie Sanders is not creating revolution. The revolution is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is creating the revolution. Donald Trump is the one bringing millions and millions of people, new people, to the polls. And here's Crystal, Romney, Rove, Fox News, Paul Ryan. Here they are saying, we didn't listen to you for 7 months or 7 years. We didn't listen to you for 7 years. And guess what? We're not going to listen to you now. We're not going to listen to you now. We know what you want. We know what you want. And we're not going to give it to you. We're not going to give it to you. We're not going to give it to you. F you. And it's amazing. The establishment doesn't learn. You know, I'll tell you this. The one thing about the Democrats, they would never, ever do this. They would never ever do this when their party, when their base, look at Hillary Clinton, look at Obama, look at Bill Clinton. Go down the list of Democrats who have flipped as it pertains to gay marriage. I mean, there's tons of audio out there of Hillary Clinton talking about marriage is a man and a woman. Marriage is a man and a woman. Marriage is a man and a woman. but her base. The base. Those voters throughout the years said, hey, this is what we want. We want gay marriage. This is what we want. And all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton evolved. All of a sudden, Barack Obama evolved. The one thing about Democrats, man, the minute their voters jump on something, I mean, if the Democrats, if the Democrats felt that their voters wanted, I don't know, think of something just insane. Think about it. Listen, if they thought their base, their constituents wanted a wall, Democrats would be, listen, Democrats were the ones that were for slavery. Democrats were the ones that were the slavery party, for heaven's sake. Democrats had no problem with embracing slavery and segregation. They had no problem with that. They're like, well, hey, that's what our voters want. Republicans are I mean, they're just insane. They really are insane. They are insane. And it's funny because the only people that care about certain issues, it's like the Republicans, the establishment is so just taken aback. I listen to Essie Cupp, this dummy. Yeah, she's a dummy. I listen to her talk about, you know, she's stunned how the Republicans, the base, have strayed away from their core principles and things that they always wanted and what they were always fighting for. And the funny thing is, it's not what the base wanted. It's what the establishment, like Essie Cupp, said they wanted. So when you hear Essie Cupp and you hear Crystal and you hear Fox News and you hear all these people talking about capital gains taxes, capital gains, capital gains, capital gains, that's not something that the base of the Republican Party cares about. The hundreds of thousands that turned out to vote in Arkansas weren't voting with capital gains tax on their minds. That's something that Meg Whitman cares about. That's something that Paul Singer cares about. That's something that Mitt Romney cares about. That's not something that the voters in Arkansas care about. Capital gains tax, eminent domain, corporate tax, law. I mean, all these things they think. Alabama voters. And it's not just a Trump rally, but take a look at the voters. Look at the people that are at these rallies. They're not in suit and ties. They're not in suit and ties. They're not wearing Armani suits. Look at the parking lots. You don't see a ton of Mercedes-Benzes and Bentleys and Rolls-Royces. You're seeing trucks, pickup trucks. You're seeing Hyundais. I mean, this notion that this election year, they just, how are all of these, how are they betraying? How are they going against? They're not. This is what the SE Cups and the Crystals and the Karl Roves and the Anna Navarros, that's what they have always, it's funny. It's amusing. For them, they say a principal core of the Republican base is capital gains tax, eminent domain, and getting rid of the corporate tax. Those are the things. Those are the things that the base cares about. Illegal immigration? Nope. The base doesn't care about that. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's amazing. So these people that are so clueless and just so wrong are now saying, you know what? We pissed you off for 7 years by not listening to you and not caring about what you say. And why stop now? Why stop now? There's no reason to stop now. We are going to deprive you of the person you want to run for president. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just do the trifecta. Why should we stop now? Let's just blow ourselves up. Let's just suicide bomb ourselves. What's the point of sitting down and listening to the voters? That's silly. That's absolutely silly. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. I mean, think about it. Virginia, record turnout. You had Trump at 355,000 votes. And I think Rubio was, 320,000, maybe 310,000, something like that. But Ted Cruz was at 180,000. So if you take Ted Cruz, who's the most like Trump and the most opposite of Rubio, if you take Ted Cruz and put his votes with Donald Trump, you now have over 500,000 Virginia voters who don't like the establishment, which is represented by Marco Rubio, Bill Kristol, Karl Rove, Fox News, up Anna Navarro, Meg Whitman, Paul Singer. A half a million, and they won't listen to them. They won't listen to them. I mean, fine. You don't like Trump. Fine. Then get behind Cruz. Then get behind Cruz. Trump, then get behind Cruz. Get behind the guy that's doing better than Marco Rubio, better than Kasich, better than Carson. I mean, split the difference then. Split the difference. Fine, you hate Trump, you despise him, okay. If you're all about trying to make things work, what's doing the best for the country, then go to Cruz. But if you go from the guy that the base wants the most, You go from the guy that the base wants the most and you say, well, we're not giving you him. We're not giving you him. You got to then at least go to the guy that the base wants the second most. You can't go, we're not going to give you your first pick. We're not going to give you your second pick. We're going to give you the default pick. We're going to give you the pick that you really – we're going to give you Mitt Romney light. We're going to give you Bob Dole young. We're going to give you John McCain young. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give you somebody that we like. We're going to give you somebody that we like. I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling where we are. Where we are as a party is mind-boggling. It really is. How? I feel like an Indian. How? I'm gonna cry like it. I'm gonna cry like the Indian in the pollution. Remember that Indian? His trash on the earth. He's crying. It's insane. It's insane. It's insane. And Trump knew what he was doing last night. He didn't give a rally speech. He gave a press conference. With Chris Christie standing behind him. Everybody's making fun of Chris because he's standing there and he had these faces. Listen, did you take a look at Ted Cruz's little victory celebration? You ever see the creepy guys that surround themselves with Ted? It looks like a NAMBLA meeting, okay? It does. It really does. There's a guy behind Cruz to the right, and he's been there for a while. I think he works on his campaign. He's the creepiest, just creepy dude. Trump gave the nice press conference, looked presidential, standing there with the flags behind him, Chris Christie behind him to the left. You know, that whole symbolism was, I'm the president, this is my vice president, American flags. He was real measured. Trump was like, yes, and this is what I'm going to do. I want to unite the party. Sure, question for you. Go ahead. Answer. Okay. I denounce the Ku Klux Klan. I denounce hate groups, okay? I don't like hate groups. Can we move on now? It's funny, everybody was making such a big deal out of the KKK, David Duke, white supremacist thing. But nobody seems to be talking about the Louis Farrakhan Nation of Islam endorsement. I wonder why that is. I wonder why no one's talking about Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam. I wonder. You haven't heard anybody coming out and making a big deal about Farrakhan, have you? No. Of course not. Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We don't got enough time, but yeah. Louis Farrakhan came out and basically said he likes what Trump is saying. And he likes the fact that Trump doesn't take any money from the Jews. No one's saying anything because of the name Islam. And if somebody attacks Louis Farrakhan, you now get into the whole Muslim thing. You get into the whole black thing. Opens up a whole can of worms. And the media doesn't want to do that. The David Duke white supremacy controversy, that was easy. But I guarantee you, Georgie Stephanopoulos and sleepy eye Chuck Todd won't be asking Trump about Louis Farrakhan. They won't be doing any stories about the Nation of Islam. Of course not. Because remember, Islam is peace. See, they run a weird thing on the whole Farrakhan because it's Islam, Muslims, and black folk. And both of them have to be portrayed as victims. Black folk everywhere have to be portrayed as victims. They are, you know, assaulted by police officers for just walking down the street. They're killed, and you forget anybody that's successful. Forget anybody, and forget, of course, that we have a black president. So, black folk are victims, and of course, Muslims are victims. So you see the dilemma that the media is in when talking about Louis Farrakhan, because you have a strong black man who's obviously not a victim, and he's a Muslim. So it's hard for them to kind of create a controversy there. But Trump gave a good press conference. He answered everybody's questions. People started to make a to-do about his comments about Paul Ryan when someone said, well, what if Paul Ryan doesn't do this? And then Trump said, well, then there'll be a steep price to pay. People are like, oh, he's trying to be a unifier and he says that. Well, what's wrong with saying that? I mean, the Republican Party threw out John Boehner. I think that's what Trump was kind of referencing. The Republican Party, members of Congress, threw John Boehner out. They threw John Boehner out. I mean, that wasn't even the president. So, yeah, if you have a president of the United States who's a Republican, and the Speaker of the House that's a Republican, and the Speaker of the House tells the president, hey, I'm not going to listen to you. You're an a-hole. I think they'll be held to pay. I think congressmen will line up behind the president to throw the speaker out. Ari, that's just a fact. Just a fact. So other than that, I think the Trump press conference was great. Rubio's little speech basically was, I did great. I finished third everywhere but Virginia. And if you look, I could have won Virginia if John Kasich was not in the race. And my attacks on Donald Trump are working because look at the progress that we made in Virginia. Look where we were in Virginia before my attack and look where we are now. So it's working, ladies and gentlemen. Don't lose faith in me. I will beat Donald Trump. I will win every state from here on out. Don't abandon me. And Donald Trump likes the KKK, and he's a con artist. Thank you. Goodbye. That was his speech. And, of course, Ted Cruz gave his speech where he talked about praying. He was praying that the other candidates would get out of the race because it's now down to him and Trump, and him because he's beaten Trump and no one else has. So pray. So he said pray. Pray. Like this is going to go big on the East Coast. And evidence shows that it's not because he was nowhere to be found when it came to Massachusetts and Vermont. Asking the Lord Well, maybe the Lord worked because the rumor is Ben Carson is getting out of the race. He's not going to be at the debates tomorrow. So maybe that praying worked. Maybe Jesus Christ whispered into Ted or Ben Carson's ear and said, get out of the race. We got to give it to Teddy. Get out of the race. Who knows? But...